It hasn't been a good start for the Hawthorn Footy Club, unfortunately. That was on show at the MCG when they were belted by the Sydney Swans on Sunday. Their captain is James Sicily, and he's been good enough to front up and join us. James, appreciate your time, as I'm sure a lot of Hawthorn fans would.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for reminding me about the weekend too, just briefly there.
I'm sure you didn't need reminding of it, James. But as captain, how do you personally and how does your leadership group respond to performances like that?
Yeah, it's really challenging. And you do ask yourself the question, are you doing enough and what else can you be doing? So in terms of thinking like that, we're trying to do everything we can around the standards that we set and the way we approach training and everything in the build-up to the game. And understandingly, it's not going all that well in terms of performances, but I mean in terms of win and loss, but you need to find the little wins along the way and the positive things to come out of them, as well as, you know, there's plenty of things to learn out of the games as well. So there needs to be a fine balance, and it's a difficult situation, but you need to find positives along the way as well.
How are you dealing with it personally, James? You had some sleepless nights as captain?
No, mate. No, I feel really supported. It's just the nature of the business, you know. Like, it gets pretty tough at times with your form, and you know, you're not playing as well as you would like, and that's all part of it. I had a pretty good run for about 3 years where I was playing pretty consistent, and but it does have its challenges, you know. Sometimes when your form's down, you try and find the answers, and sometimes like, if you overthink and you overtry and you try new things, it not necessarily be that good for your performance. So being consistent in the way that I approach games and training, and just realising that there's a lot of water to go under the bridge still, you know, it's only with 7 rounds in.
I'm just reading between the lines here. Do you think that you personally are out of form?
Oh, yeah. Personally, I'd love to be going a little bit better than what I am. And I know a lot of other guys in the team are sort of in the same boat. You know, we're trying to mesh together and gel together. And but as I said, it's the nature of the business. The teams got a plan against you, and they're trying to stop you from what you're doing well as a team. And we just need to figure it out.
James, I've been there before, and I can hear it in your voice as captain as well when things aren't going quite well. So you're 1-6, and you've got a percentage of 69. Are you further away this year than you thought you would be? With like even the weekend, like Sam spoke about how hard you tried, yet you lose by 66 points and get taught a lesson by the Swans. Like,
yeah,
does it surprise you?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. Well, the stats out of the weekend, for all the people that love the stats, and I'm not a big fan of them, but the result is 70 points. But, you know, inside 50s, contest the ball, clearances, having opportunity out of that game. And I know the scoreboard looks pretty grim, but they were just way too good from their back half and transitioning the ball. But even in some of the other performances this year, we've had opportunities to win in probably three of them, you know, Essendon, Collingwood, and I know Geelong was a stretch in the end by 36 points, but we got to within 4 points at one stage. So there still is like some blue sky, although we just haven't been able to be consistent enough and handle momentum when it's gone against us. So that's something that we're realising, and we're trying to address it. We're not shying away from it.
Did you cut too thin as a list?
I think we answered that question 3 years ago. You know, like, that's all been done, and we showed that we didn't sort of last year with the midfielders stepping up, and you know, like the drastic change in the midfield that happened, the guys stepped up last year and really, I mean, answered those sort of questions.
What about Jack Scrimshaw then? Like the way that Sam Mitchell came out there, and were you aware that that's the type of kick he didn't want at that period of time as a whole team? And did he step outside of that? And how did you feel about the way Sam came out there and spoke to him?
Oh, that's all part of it, Lordy. I'm sure you've been on the end of some sprays in your time, no doubt. I mean, that's just part of AFL footy. We expect feedback in any forms. Like, we don't want to shy away from a high conversation. We want to drive standards and what we expect of each other. And in that situation, I mean, like Sam was saying, with 3 goals down, we probably didn't need to take that risk, that much risk. So I made sure I got around Scrimmer at the start of the next quarter and just letting him know that that kick is now on, sort of thing, you know, like the start of a new quarter. But when you're just trying to consolidate a score going into, like, close to the end of the quarter. But, mate, we're all grown-ups. We can handle it, and we expect it of each other.
Can you sense your coach, though, is getting more frustrated by the week? Looks like it from here.
Mate, everyone wants to win. We're all passionate. We all want to get to where we want to get to quickly, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, we need to keep putting in the work and keep believing. We're all still aligned in what we want to do, and all optimistic about where we can get to. We just keep our heads down, bums up, and train hard and keep getting better and, yeah, not losing belief.
It's a really fascinating one for me. We're speaking to the Hawthorn captain, James Sicily, who's being very honest and candid with us after a tough period. Lordy, you mentioned before when you were talking to James that you've been through this. How do you handle it as captain? Because I assume that the 18 captains that we have, they're all different people. They're going to be different captains and have different avenues of leadership. So when times get tough, what were things that you were doing?
Well, I think it's I heard Sam talk about, James, the standards, asking the questions of each other. Are we doing video? Are we recovering the best? Are we training as hard as we could be? And you've just got to be the best at that yourself as the leader of the team. And I'll ask you, Sam, I'd ask you, James, are you doing that well enough as a team?
Yeah, I think in terms of putting effort into recovery and, you know, goal kicking, touching the balls, all of that sort of stuff, we definitely are. We're doing a lot of collective learning in our reviews. It was something that we wanted to do because in the first 3 rounds it was a little bit split up. So we wanted to do some collective learning, and we're doing that, so we're all on the same page, you know. As I said before, even with your own form, you're trying to find these answers that may not necessarily be there. It's just time and just being consistent with things that we're doing. So, and over time, being optimistic and persistent that it will change as long as we just keep being diligent in what we do. So we definitely are doing everything we can.
When you burst onto the scene, I reckon it was a long time ago, James. It might have been a grand final for Box Hill or something. I remember you dominated as a forward.
I was waiting for this question. Yeah. Could have you thrown forward?
No, well, if you had more depth and you didn't have the injuries that you had, do you think you'd be playing forward by now, or that would be pulled within a game as a lever, but you just don't have the luxury of doing that right now?
I'm happy to play anywhere in the ground. I'm trying to crack in the midfield at the moment, try and help the boys out and get further up the ground. But we get some troops back hopefully next week with Chad Wingard and Mitchie Lewis. Hopefully he gets up for this week's game. So Chad was pretty good in the Box Hill for the first half he played. He was pretty zippy and looked like he was back to some good old Chad Wingard sort of stuff. But in terms of having the flexibility, I think Sam Frost and Scrimmer are doing really well holding up the key posts at the moment. So I think if I was to go forward, it wouldn't affect the defence too much.
James, we really appreciate your time. I know these interviews aren't always easy, but Hawthorn fans love hearing from you. Let's hope you can turn things around quickly. Good luck.
Yeah, cheers. I've done dramas, mate. It's all part of it.
James Sicily, captain of Hawthorn, and he's honest. I love those sort of interviews when people say, "Hey, we're not going well, but we're doing everything we can to fix it."
And it is tough when you are the leader of, you know, because you're trying to support everyone else, and you're also you've got to.
Does that take away from your game?
Yeah, I've heard Dyson Heppel speak about how much easier it's been for him in the last year or two, just to focus,
not being captain,
focus on himself and his own game, and not be worry about being the captain. So. It's a tough time, particularly, you know, I was captain 1 year when we won 5 games, and it was the longest year.
What year was that?
2006 it was.
That would have been brutal.
It was brutal, yeah. It was not much fun at all.